Time for Dairyland Dumbasses. City of Brookfield. A woman refused to leave the drive-through lane. An employee failed to give her grandchild a napkin for her ice cream cone at McDonald's. You know, I'm just happy when the ice cream machine works and I go to McDonald's.
No, why is that a frequent?
Always.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, it's really like the only reason I go there to get your ice cream cone, which is usually really good if it's working. But the napkins, sometimes they're a little cheap with the napkins.
I agree.
And why did they do away with the high C orange? Huge mistake. Just saying. Next one. We'll go across the street.
Okay.
From that McDonald's to Brookfield Square. A female hit another female in the face in a dispute over a parking spot at Brookfield Square. The victim had to back up her own car to allow another vehicle to move out of their space. The other female, who was waiting for a parking spot, became angry and started to yell and then got nose to nose with the victim. The victim pushed the female away, and that's when she was hit in the face. Police were unable to locate the suspect.
Look, I've been there too, but you have to stop yourself when someone takes your space and say, is it worth it? Is
no,
it worth it?
It's not.
Well, here's the other thing. It's only October.
Right.
All right.
Wait. Just wait. All right, we'll go up to Menominee Falls. Police were dispatched for an iguana at large. Two officers captured the iguana, took it back to the Menominee Falls Police Department. The Humane Animal Welfare Society, known as Haws, picked up the iguana about noontime. Don't know what the iguana had for lunch, but just
in time.
I bet
it was cold. Shivering.
Mm-hmm. And in St. Francis, now you may have heard of different slang words for marijuana.
Sure.
Phrases.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps you've even heard it called the sticky icky. Yeah, a 20-year-old man was arrested for possession of marijuana. You see, police found a large chunk of marijuana stuck to the man. He was the passenger. During the traffic stop, the officer said, can you both get out of the car? When he got out, a big chunk of pot was stuck to him.
You know, I'm a regular viewer of Cops, and that happens more often than you know, where something drops and they're like,
You can't say I'm holding
right.
it for a friend at that point.
No, they try.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the way, no surprise, more drug paraphernalia was located inside the vehicle. The driver issued multiple traffic citations. And that is your Dairyland Dumbass update.